And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of September, 2017. 1940, on this date, the Blitz began over Great Britain. The German Luftwaffe set out to attack major British cities, sending waves of bombers to hit civilian targets. The first wave hit the London docks around 4 in the afternoon. On this day, fires started, which served as beacons for a second wave that hit after dark, lasted until 4:30 the next morning. The attacks of September 7th were only the beginning. The Blitz continued for 76 consecutive nights, with the exception of one night of bad weather. Bombs fell on London, Liverpool, Manchester. 43,000 British civilians died. But the Blitz cost the Germans most of their air force, and thus it was an important factor in the outcome of the war. It was on this day, 1927, a 21-year-old inventor named Philo T. Farnsworth achieved the first fully electronic television system. He successfully transmitted an image through a camera tube onto a glass slide in a different room. It was on this day, 2008, the U.S. government took control of the two largest mortgage lenders in the U.S., Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were about $12 billion in the hole, which had led to a housing crisis, caused chaos in the world financial market. It's the birthday of Jennifer Egan, Chicago, 1962, author of the novel A Visit from the Goon Squad, 2010, a book about rock and roll that she modeled after Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time, each chapter told from the viewpoint of a different character. She said, "I really value the shorthand, the compression of suggesting a whole life while actually having to render up very little of it. I feel tired of exposition and backstory. The more you can suggest without spelling out, the more you can encompass in the same space. Fiction writing is always about compression and suggestion." A Visit from the Goon Squad, so popular that there's an app version of it, which allows readers to shuffle the chapters in whatever order they choose, like songs on a record album. And it's the birthday of Sonny Rollins, New York City, 1930, jazz saxophonist, favors long passages of improvisation during which he said, "The music is supposed to be playing me. I'm just standing there with a horn, moving my fingers." Rollins said, "I've got a gift, a musical gift, fine, but I want to be a good human being. Everybody can have a gift, that's a gift, but then we'd have to be good human beings, so that's what it's all about." Here's a poem for today by William Blake, London. "I wander through each chartered street near where the chartered Thames does flow, and mark in every face I meet marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every band, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the newborn infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse." London. A poem by William Blake. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.